Welcome to another episode of the Courage to Be the Difference podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Ruskus, and it's my goal for our time spent here together to give you some new ideas and inspiration that I like to think of as giving you a nice, hot cup of courage, something for you to enjoy and use in your business and in your life in ways that suit you best, that really help you to move the needle of what you want to achieve. And this week, we're going to be talking about morning momentum. And I have a special challenge that I'm going to be sharing with you here in just a few minutes. In other words, I'm going to ask you to do more than listen to today's podcast. I'm going to ask you to take some action. One of the greatest gifts that I give myself every single morning is time that I've come to know as what I call morning momentum time. And I have to tell you, without a doubt, it's the saving grace that allows me to dig deep and heal whatever might be ailing me. And as humans, right, we have these little things that come into our mind. Our mind is a very busy place. And it's really a place for me to get quiet. In this week's victory letter, I shared a quote from Tori Amos. And Tori said that healing takes courage, and we all have courage, even if we have to dig a little to find it. So really think about this as digging deep time, I like to think of it as well. So just as this quote shares, taking time at the very beginning of our day is a time to honor ourselves and to get our head screwed on a little more firmly and give us the courage to really head into the day fully being ourselves and not just showing up and letting the rest of the world take hold, right? The rest of the world has all the input and we just react, right? If you find yourself reacting to so many things, it really is a sign that it's time for you to have some quiet time. About 4 years ago now, I took a program based on getting mentally and physically healthy. And while I learned a lot about my physical body, to be sure, during that program, the biggest thing I walked away with was this mindfulness piece and just a complete desire to take my meditation to a new level, to really get, I've been wanting to meditate for years and I really wanted it to be a part of my daily routine. And what I had found so often is that I was very unsuccessful. I have a little bit of ADD, to say the least, and I couldn't get my mind to get quiet enough. So what I decided to do is to find ways to get my overactive brain to slow down. So how morning momentum came to me at that point, it came from a new direction. And I decided to come to my practice, not just focusing on meditation, but I came to look at my practice as a time and space for quiet. The time to enjoy the richness of the morning, that quiet that happens only in the early morning hours. And I really, my goal was to enjoy as many sunrises as possible and to dig deep into the spiritual side of my nature every morning. Because I do believe we all have that spiritual, and I'm not talking about religion, I'm talking about spiritualness that lies within each of us. And it's about giving the first hour of the day 100% to me. Getting out of bed because so much easier, because I know that this time is waiting for me. It's almost like it pulls me out of bed every morning because I'm excited to get to the calm in this gentle time. Really, it's my favorite time of the day. And so it's looking at a place where no one can touch you, and I really try to keep electronic devices at bay except for my phone that provides me with music. I talk about music, I'll talk about that here in a minute, but it really fills my soul, just some quiet, peaceful music. I use my phone for that. because it's really become an integral part of my practice. So about a year ago, I decided to share this practice in detail with clients and the readers of my victory letter, and I created this paid program format. Nothing rigid, just ideas of how to ease into your day that I didn't want to be this rigid blueprint, but that everyone could create it, and it was just giving suggestions of ways to form your own morning momentum. So I chose 21 days, I called it 21 days to a whole new way to start your day, and I chose that 21 days because it's the number that I'm sure you've probably heard about it by now, that it's believed that it takes to make a routine or a habit in your life is 21 days. And I was able to easily record 21 audios of 21 tools in small little sound bites to help others to create the practice. And I have to tell you, one of the biggest pushbacks I hear from clients, because I recommend this now to clients, it's part of our victory program and other things that we do, because I think that by having this quiet time in the morning, I watch my clients perform better in their businesses. And when I first bring up this idea of having this time in the morning to have to help them with a stronger business mindset as well, I can't tell you how many times I've heard the words, "I simply don't have the time." And here's what I want to tell you that I tell them, is that if you don't have the time, you need this practice even more than you might realize. Even if you have to get up an hour earlier, trust me, it's worth it. And I definitely get pushback from people about that piece as well, saying, "I'm a night person, I couldn't possibly get up that early." But here's what I want to tell you, is that people who put the early morning hours as a priority in their day, research has shown and proven they're more effective, they're more successful in so many ways. So they do, in fact, catch that proverbial worm than those who decide to get that extra hour or two of sleep every day. This quiet time can be used for so many things, from long-term planning to carefully thinking out the day ahead of you instead of just jumping into the day and having it come at you from all directions. And as the name for this implies, it's gaining our momentum for the day without stress or pressure to do anything else. It's the most important thing you can give yourself, without a doubt, every single day. And I do mean every single day. It's a habit. Even if you had a late night out, I do this on Saturday and Sunday too. It's not just my weekday thing, but when I go out, you know, and I have late evenings, I like to have fun, to be sure. I make it a point to, I may get up a little bit later sometimes, just depending on how much fun I've had, but it is a very rare exception that you will not find me the next morning on my yoga mat doing my morning momentum practice. So I encourage you, and this is the point of today's podcast, is to give morning momentum a try, to do the morning momentum challenge. And you can get it by going over to our website at businessvictories.com/goodmorning. So again, that's business, the word business, and then the word victories, victories.com/goodmorning. Good morning's all one word. And as I look over the elements that I spread out over 21 days of the program, they're just beautiful pieces that I know that you'll enjoy. And as you add your own elements to it, like I said, music is one thing I talk about on one day. I like calm, gentle music. I know people who like all different kinds of music, and it's something that just wakes them up. And some people just want quiet. So it's really taking each of the suggestions for the 21-day challenge and savoring that time in your own way. It's time to get further in touch with yourself. The world's a busy place, kind of a crazy place sometimes. And if you're not in complete control of your mind, then it can add so much stress that doesn't need to be there. This time will give you the courage of a warrior as you begin to get to know yourself better and become stronger in your mind because of it. Another really added benefit that I have found to be true is that your creativity will begin to get better and better, and the world just looks a little bit brighter. Again, that URL to go to on our website is businessvictories.com/good morning to get you enrolled for free into this wonderful challenge. No upsells or emails pounding at you, I promise. It's not the point of this. I really want to make a difference with this program. It's just my wish and my blessing that you find peace in your mornings like I have found in mine. So I'll leave you with these words from Aristotle, who said, "We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit." Here's to your excellence in finding the inner joy and peace to give you the courage to be the difference.